Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Oh, Mr. Bozzelli.
Hello,
welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
We're talking about some theater today in our fine city of Pittsburgh. In fact, A Devil Inside at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, the Rep Professional Theater Company. And the promotional image is 2 feet in a jar. Yes. I can't wait to hear what this is about.
Yes. Well, you know how Sherlock always says a mystery is afoot?
Uh-huh.
A mystery is afoot here, literally and figuratively,
okay,
in A Devil Inside. Remember the song, Every Little One of Us, A Devil Inside? You too?
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
Right? Everybody in this cast has a little bit of devil in them, I think. This show is crazy. It's effing nuts, people.
David Lindsay Abaire, directed by Kim Martin. So these are the individuals responsible.
Oh my God. It's crazy in all the wonderful ways, though. It's an absolute insanity. It starts out, owner of a laundromat and her son celebrating a birthday, and you think, oh, okay. And it just gets crazy, and then crazier, and then insane.
And then your jaw is on the floor.
Completely. It was. It really, I have never been gaping the entire time, just sitting there like, what is happening? it was almost like watching a crazy improv show where, like, they said, okay, give us a coincidence and foot is the words we got from the audience.
Wow.
Because,
so unpredictable. Yeah, you didn't know what was happening next.
Okay. Matter of fact, they were very, when I was in the lobby, they showed scenes from the first act. They showed no scenes from the second act because things got.
Oh, you mean wild. In the pictures?
Yeah, pictures.
Oh, I thought maybe they had video rolling. Like, oh, in case you missed it in act one, here's what the hell was going on. I'm like, wow, I wonder if that goes over well, I'm thinking to myself.
They were very secretive of the second act, as well as they should be.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. A couple of really great reasons to see The Devil Inside. Mm. The acting superb. Complete the entire cast. I have to say, you probably know all of the names from it. They're like Pittsburgh luminaries, I think.
Mm.
Phil Winter.
Oh, yes.
We had Dana Michelle Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Nielsen, who, if you don't know her, you need to know her. She is brilliant. She's a very young actress. She's been in a couple of things. She's just phenomenal.
Master Builder, Quantum Theater.
Yes. Yeah, she was in that.
Vanya and Sonia and .. City Theater.
She's a very talented young lady. And then Terry Wickline, who I have not seen before. She's a armload of credits. I don't know how I missed her, frankly. But I want to see more of her. She's fantastic.
Great cast.
Cab O'Leary, and Michael Fuller, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Michael is in this as well. So good cast.
Okay.
Very good.
The other thing I want to say is there's a young man there at Point Park doing great work as a set designer. His name is like Tucker Topol or something. I can't.
Tucker Topol, scenic designer.
He's done a couple of shows there. I really love his design work. And the other real main reason to go see this show is it is the final production in the studio theater space.
That's big.
That's a great reason. It's for nostalgia's sake.
Right,
to get
at
out
the
there.
Pittsburgh Playhouse. And for those who don't know, it's moving downtown here to the whole Point Park sector.
Yes.
So that historic building will be going away. So
is
this is
terrible.
The last rep performance there.
I've seen so many great shows in that studio theater, and this is one of them.
And I'll tell you what's great, too. So many individuals in this cast are Point Park
graduates. Yes.
So it's a great.
And they're all equity. So
it's a great full circle.
Your kids that are now at Point Park, These are the people who
there is a future.
There is a future in acting. Yeah. Phenomenal job. Kim Martin directed it. She's directed a lot of shows in that studio theater space. And I just adored it. It's crazy. I'm warning you right now. It's a crazy show. But, if you are tired of going to the theater and seeing the same old thing, seeing the this one's going to fall in love with that one and blah, 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 blah. This show is quite different. I'm hard-pressed for anybody that guesses the ending of A Devil Inside.
A good note to close on, A Devil Inside, through February 18th at the Point Park Playhouse.
Yes.
Pittsburgh Playhouse, Point Park University.
The middle one in the bottom there.
Get those tickets now for the final bow for the rep.
Yeah, oh,
at the old
so
playhouse. I know. But there will be many more after.
Yes, great Indeed. More theater to see.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.